Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are they the best team in the NFC? Lily Zhao, sports reporter and anchor for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, now joining us. Lily, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully today. I got into a discussion last night with a buddy of mine that does the NFL matchup show on the Four Letter Network, and we were talking about the best team in the NFC. And when you look at the schedule, look at the wins, the strength of schedule, are the Green Bay Packers, in your mind, the best team in the NFC?
If they're not at the top, I do think they are probably at the top. I mean, the 49ers do look very, very good. So I'll give them that. But the Packers, you can't discount them. I know everyone kind of coming into the season, the expectation was that this team probably wasn't going to be 5-1 at this point of the season. And I will admit myself, I didn't think they were going to be this good, especially with how good this defense is. But I do think looking kind of at the top of the NFC, the Cowboys are wavering. The 49ers are pretty good. The Saints, I mean, they're holding on without Drew Brees. But I will say, if they're not the best team in the NFC, they're the top two.
Do they need to go out? And do you think Gutekunst goes out and gets a wide receiver before the trade deadline?
See, I think that's the question everyone's asking. But in terms of what are they going to get? What's the compensation? Who are they going to get? Because wide receiver number twos, they're not going to grow in trees. So I wonder how much they're going to be giving up and if it's going to be worth it. But looking at the guys that they have, can they sustain that success further in the season without Devontae Adams if it takes them a couple of weeks to get back? I mean, it kind of reminds me of 2016 when Rodgers was working with, you know, the Aberdareses and the Janises of the world. But it wouldn't surprise me at this juncture if Goody went out and got somebody, because he's shown if there's a guy available that they can make work in terms of compensation, I think they might go out and get one, but at this point, I'm not sure if that's going to happen in the foreseeable future.
When I saw what Jalen Ramsey went for in desperation setting in on some of these teams, and obviously the Rams made a lot of a splash yesterday, giving up a couple of first-rounders. Don't get me wrong, I don't think you're going to find a Jalen Ramsey wide receiver-type player out there, but considering compensation is going right now at the trade deadline higher than normal, I don't see them going out and getting somebody, unless they know Devontae Adams is out, say, the next 6 to 8 weeks. And then maybe I could see them grabbing somebody in that case scenario, correct?
Yes, I do agree. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders, I know that name's been thrown up there. A.J. Green, I mean, they've talked about not trading him. So the quality of receiver that you're going to get, I'm kind of wondering who's going to be on that block and, again, how much they're going to be worth. But I agree with you. Unless Devontae's going to be out for the next 2 months, I don't know if it's going to be worth it for them to go get one.
Brian Gutekunst said at the beginning of the season it's going to take 5 or 6 games for the offense to get going. And at that point in time, I thought, well, I don't think you have that kind of time and you're not going to win ball games. And lo and behold, they have. How much better does this offense get throughout the season, in your opinion?
I think we've seen the progression through 6 weeks. Now, I'm wondering, obviously, if Devontae's in, how much better could they be at this juncture? But what we've seen with this offense is no matter who kind of goes down, it's unlike 2016, they have guys behind them that can step up. Because I'm not sure we can say we thought Mercedes Lewis would have 2 catches for over 50 yards in a game like that. But we're seeing the progression of the offense and Aaron Rodgers getting more comfortable in it. The running game obviously has helped a lot, especially when, you know, it's not one guy's week like Aaron Jones and now it's Jamal Williams' week. That's going to help tremendously. But I feel like the more they get going, the more comfortable they get, the play calling is a lot better. I think it's going to get a lot better down the road, especially, I mean, like we all talked about, they played some really tough defenses early in the season, and they overcame those. But I think every week it's going to get better, and I think by the tail end of the season, it might be hitting on all cylinders.
Talking with Lily Zhao, the sports director and reporter over there at WFRV-TV in Green Bay. So defensively speaking, I'd said, because I'm sure you saw it on Twitter as well, people just killing Kevin King early on in that ball game. And he did look a step slow. Do you think he's still ailing from that injury a little bit earlier this season when he had it just a week and a half ago?
I don't know. Early in the game, he did look a little, you mentioned he looked a little bit slow, but I feel like, yes, people were killing him on Twitter for the first 2 passes. I think gave up about 120 yards early on, but what he did was able to bounce back. He bounced back the entire rest of the game. Jair Alexander, who had that rough game in Dallas, bounced back in this game. I know people are saying, yes, his health is always an issue, but he's proven on the field that when he is on the field, he can produce. And I know those two plays were really, really tough in the beginning of the game, but he's shown in adverse defense situations that he can get back and bounce back. So I'm not sure if that injury is hampering him to the extent that maybe people are saying it is, but even if it is, he's showing that, yeah, he can give up some big pass plays, but he'll bounce back.
Got to ask you about the wide receiving core, too. I mean, we talked about whether or not they're going to bring somebody in, but how much better do you think Marquez Valdes-Scantling can get? How much better do you think, and I don't know if he's even going to play this week, Geronimo Allison, but I really liked Geronimo Allison last year before he got hurt. I thought he was going to be an up-and-comer, and I said circle him this year as well. He hasn't bloomed the way I thought he would, but I still think, with the second half of the season, I still think he can do a lot. So I'm excited about Lazard. I'm excited about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I'm excited about Geronimo Allison. But if Devontae doesn't come back the next 4 weeks, can those guys sustain and keep this offense moving, in your opinion?
I think if they could make it in terms of, say, get the run game going, get the play action going, that's going to help tremendously, because that's going to be able – you know, you can throw whatever pass to whatever you want to whatever receiver, and they can, you know, make those catches on play action. But I think as the season goes on, we saw that MVS can be that guy, the downfield threat. But if he goes out, who's going to be that guy without Devontae Adams? And we kind of saw that was kind of the issue in that Lions game before he came back in. I think this wide receiving core is going to get better as the season goes on, because, again, just more reps with Aaron on the field and this new offense will certainly help. But I think the infusion of Lazard was great. The last 10 minutes, 65 yards, four catches, a touchdown. I think these guys are going to get better, and hopefully Jake Kumerow gets infused in that as well. But I think once Devontae comes back, these guys are going to be good to go.
I'm excited about the remainder of the season. Real quick before I let you go, the Smith brothers, the huge impact that they have had, leadership both on and off the field, I think are fantastic. But the one thing, that area of concern that I keep circling is that Arias with that knee, does that hold up through the entire season, in your opinion?
That's tough to say. When he's going down 3-4 times in a game, mm-hmm. and he comes back in, I know he's a guy that wants to play all the time, and I think coaches sometimes have to hold him back from further injuring himself. But the good thing is we didn't see him go down on Sunday, so that was a good sign. But I think as the season goes on, I think these guys want to play a high volume of snaps. That is something that fans should probably keep an eye on, because it is a little worrisome, because at this point, we all know his ankle isn't 100% healthy. So as it kind of gets into the middle part of the season, will it hold up? I'm not sure if it will, if he keeps going down every single game. But like we see, he wants to keep coming back. So unless it's a severe injury, I think he's going to battle it through.
Great inaugural performance. I appreciate it. This is fantastic. We got to get you back on.
Hey, yeah, let me know. I love it. This is fun. Thanks for having me on.
This is awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, Lily. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
There you go. See you up there on Sunday. Lily Zhao, the sports reporter and anchor for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can follow her at Lily, L-I-L-Y-S, Zhao, Z-H-A-O, on Twitter. Follow her over there. Good inaugural performance. Like that stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.